And welcome back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Well, it's Food and Dining Thursday. We're here with chef, author, syndicated columnist, my longtime friend Linda Gassenheimer. Linda, after doing these segments for so many years, I don't think we've ever had one devoted to coffee, yet it's such a big part of the day for many, and often what caps off a great meal.
Especially here in Miami, in South Florida. Coffee's a big deal. Well, you know, Bob Marley, superstar, whatever, wonderful music and all.
I met him many years ago from my friend, the late, great Clint O'Neill.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he was an international superstar, but he was also a businessman. And his son, Rohan Marley, like his father, is combining creativity with business skill because he's created an organic line of coffee, and we're all drinking it here.
Of course, we watched Rohan make a few stops for the Miami Hurricanes in his time.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this coffee's organic. It's grown on sustainable farms with fair trade farming practices. And also, some of the proceeds go for disadvantaged children. So you've heard him laughing there. He's joining us from Las Vegas. Hello, Rohan Marley.
Yes, greetings, good old Miami, Florida.
Great to have you with us. And we'd also love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for our guest, Rohan Marley? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And I just want to mention that all week this week, it is so perfect today that you're doing this, Linda, because NPR Morning Edition has had a series on coffee all week this week, especially on fair trade and sustainable grown
coffee. Well,
we've
got it right here. We're drinking it. Also with us is our favorite wine columnist, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, what's in your glass today?
Well, it's going to be in my cup. I'm going to talk about techniques in tasting coffee and then compare it to how you taste wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm, well, that's interesting. Let's go straight away to Rohan Marley. Let's talk about your strong Miami connection, Palmetto High School, University of Miami football team, and then you went on to be a professional football player. But how did you turn from sports to farming?
Well, you know, being one of Bob's sons and... You know, you grow up with so much knowledge of life and, you know, doing things that really, not just to benefit yourself, but to benefit others, you know. And after football, I used to question myself, you know, in my mind, you know, you're Bob's son, what are you going to do, you know? What's your thing, you know? Are you going to sit around and just live off of your father and collect royalties and just be that guy? And that wasn't my thing. My thing was really to create something that would resonate well with my family. Because everything we do is a family business, and it's all family orientated, you know. Because that's how we live. We live with togetherness. So I was introduced to a farm in Jamaica in 1999, and when I got on the land, I realized that this was my calling, where I can contribute something to a community as well as create a sustainable movement that I can not only support the community, but the farm itself can also grow to teach Jamaica about being sustainable and becoming more responsible,
right,
in what they're doing in the organic principles, you know?
So it's benefiting those in Jamaica, the land and the... But was it a coffee farm? Is that how you decided? Why coffee? Why did you decide on coffee?
Well, when I purchased the land because the land belongs in our family, you know, it's our family property. And when I purchased the land, I bought the land because of the river. I had no clue what the land, you know, what the land was known for, and I had no clue. So the community now, after I walked off the property, all the people from the community, they started to gather around. And so I asked the community, you know, what's on this property? And they told me, you have coffee, Mr. Marley. And my first thing was like, coffee like oil, you know. I'm like, really? And they said, yes. So I said, I guess I'm in the coffee business then.
So that's how it began.
That's how it began, because I knew nothing about coffee. And if it wasn't for the farmers, I would still know nothing today. And that's why it's so important that everything that we do, we have to first deal with the root. And the root is the farmers, because without the farmers, you cannot have a delicious cup of coffee that you're having today, you know. And so it's always it's always good to be responsible in everything that you're doing, socially responsible, and just being responsible to the earth in general by practicing these organic principles.
Speaking of tasting the coffee, when's that going to happen?
Yes, well, Bonnie is now pouring this Marley coffee. And,
Oh, boy.
I've been giving it out from here. Can you? I've been giving it out to people in the studio here. And to a person, everyone said, oh, that they don't want any milk or sugar or anything in it because it just tastes so good on its own. So what do you think, Bonnie and Joe?
I love it.
Delicious.
It's spicy and it's pure and it has a beautiful, beautiful aftertaste. And it could be wine, Fred.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, now tell me. Go ahead.
You know the good thing about coffee, right? It's the coffee is like you know, the brethren can tell you how much wine is, you know. It's all about the taste, and it's really all about how you care for the coffee. So our family, we represent everything that we do has to be quality. And so it's all about the quality in the beans and having the right bean to get a good cup of coffee, you know, from seed to cup.
From seed to, all right. But let me also tell you that what we're having here is something very special to go with our morning coffee, and that's Sadella Marley Booker's porridge.
I haven't had porridge in years, but this is delicious.
Right. Okay. So one of her recipes is One Love Cornmeal Porridge. It's a type of oatmeal.
Linda, right?
Yes.
You told me about that recipe long ago when you met my grandmother.
Yes.
That's nice that you made that. You got to make some for me because I haven't had her porridge in years. You know, she passed on some time ago, and we really miss her cooking. So you might have to share that recipe with us, Linda.
Well, let me tell you something. The recipe is on my website, dinnerinminutes.com.
Oh, good.
And it's really, really wonderful. I made it this morning, and it just... And everybody's sitting here with smiles.
Cinnamon, raisins.
Yeah, but it's not made with oatmeal, with oats. It's made
cornmeal.
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 That's it.
Yeah, cornmeal. And, good for the blood.
And whole wheat flour, a little coconut milk, soy milk, and it's all, of course, I add some brown sugar, which your mother told me I could add. You know, I spent time cooking with her in her kitchen here in Pinecrest.
Nice. And you know what's good? My sister, Sadella, she has taken up the mantle. Now, she is the one, every day, she has all these beautiful recipes that she's incorporated the coffee into some of her recipes. And she learned from Grandma. And, I mean, I'm telling you, her hand is also beautiful when it comes on to cooking.
Well, that's wonderful. That's terrific. And so let's talk a little bit more about the style of cooking and also the style of your coffee and what's happening. Because, you know, you talk about it being sustainable. You talk about it being fair trade and all.
Yes.
Organic. Another word that you use is ITAL.
ITAL.
Yes, and tell us what that is.
ITAL is this, right? You see, as a Rastafari, We grew up knowing that we didn't get too much involved in the animal products, and we don't, you know, ITAL means that it's an organic way of life. It's the original organic terminology. It's just that, you know, in the rest of the world they use the word organic, but I and I as Rastafari people, we say ITAL because ITAL is vital, and what goes into you is what nourishes you. So we try to use all the natural things of this earth. You know, we stay away from chemicals. We stay away from like animal products and things like that. So that's really what ITAL represents. ITAL is
so it's really kind of like being a vegetarian or a vegan?
Yeah. Being a vegan.
Well, it is. But, you know, when I was working with Sadella Marley Booker, she did use fish, a little fish and some chicken.
Some of us mainly use fish. But if you want, you can eat the bird because the fowl and the fishes of the sea. But most of us, we try because, you know, life is about how high you want to be. You know, high as far as spiritual height and, you know, spiritual awareness. So it's what you put into the body, you know what I mean? So sometimes we stay away from, because we're a living organism. We're a living vessel. So it's greater to put living things in a living structure, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because we weren't made to eat outside of greens and these things. We're not.
You know, I'd hate to miss out on that good jerk chicken, though.
Yeah, but, you know, you can... Yeah, but you have to go suffer later, so...
So let me...
It's, sweet to the mouth, but bitter to the belly.
All right. So, Rowan Marley, let's talk a little bit more about what happens. First of all, you only have the one farm in Jamaica, or do you have other farms elsewhere?
You know, I have that particular farm in Jamaica, and I've also partnered up with my partners in Jamaica. They're a group called Coffee Traders. And because I knew that what I wanted to do from a business perspective, that my farm could not supply the demand that I'm trying to create for the coffee entity, that we had to partner up with farmers and more farmers. So we partnered up with Coffee Traders, Jason and Richard Sharp. They've been in the industry over 100 years. So it's not only did I partner up with a greater farm than my farm, but with knowledge, because in what you're doing here in coffee is I would say a delicacy, you know. It's like very, very special. And speaking about Blue Mountain Coffee, we're a small country, but in 1729 or 17, yeah, we were the first distributors of, what do you call it, exporters of coffee, the most exporters of coffee in that time at 33 million pounds. So you know where we're coming from. We're coming from a long, long way.
Right.
So coffee
right.
has always been like one of our greatest product out of Jamaica. So it's important to work with the ones that really have the knowledge. You know, like I say, I'm not the smartest guy when it comes on to coffee or farming, but I've learned my lessons throughout the years.
Well, and this is wonderful, Rowan. Yes, no, we're going to have to take just a short break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Rowan Marley. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and you might have been listening to Bob Marley's One Love. We're all dancing around here. Well, Bob Marley's son, Rowan Marley, is with us today. He created an organic line of coffee that is grown on sustainable farms with fair trade farming practices. And some of the proceeds go to disadvantaged kids. He's been telling us about the coffee and how it benefits the land and the people there. Bonnie Berman, did you have a question?
Yeah, Rowan, tell us a little about what this distinctive flavor of the Blue Mountain coffee. It's really delicious, but it has an unusual flavor.
Yeah, well, because of where the altitude that it's grown in, you know, and also the shade growing coffee, it's good. And Jamaica, you know, we're land of wood and water, so we're very fruitful in Jamaica. So you get a lot of undertones in our coffee. You get a little nutmeg. You can find a little cocoa, you know, and you also get a little berry taste, and it's also smoky and sultry. So that's just by the land.
Oh, the wonderful thing.
That's perfect. perfectly yes. described.
Okay. You know what? It's dinner in minutes time. And today's dinner is a peanut coconut crusted scallop with a coconut rice. And there's coconut milk in that porridge we had as
right.
well. So chopped peanuts and coconut, they make a savory and sweet crust for the scallops. And here's a hint. When you're cooking scallops, you really want to get that wonderful crust on them. 1 1/4 minutes. That's it. 1 1/2 minutes on each side. Take it off the heat, and it'll continue to cook in its own heat. So that's a real...
Don't overcook those scallops.
Nice and juicy and wonderful. And the side dish is a rice and carrots, and I used a microwavable rice. Microwave it, take it out, and you can buy shredded carrots already done in the supermarket. Throw that into the rice, stir it around, and add a little bit more coconut milk to it.
Can't go wrong without coconut.
And that's our dinner in minutes.
Try Cocomon.
All right. So that recipe is in today's Miami Herald. But if you'd like another scallop recipe, how about some curry-crusted scallops? That's on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. And also Sedili Marley Booker's porridge is on the site. That recipe is there. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And Fred Tasker, we're not drinking wine today?
Well, we're not. I thought that in honor of our guest, I thought that as a wine taster, I would study up on how to properly taste coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say this can be every bit as complicated as tasting wine.
It has its own name.
It's called cupping.
Fred, what did you want to say, Rowan?
No, I was going to tell him that it's a science to tasting wine and tasting coffee. I did not know this until I got into the coffee industry, but it's a true science. And
well,
you're absolutely
been studying
right,
up
brother.
On it yourself, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought that you were supposed to swallow the coffee the first time. When you're actually tasting it, when you're doing the cupping, we don't swallow it because you want the notes to explode in your palate, in your mouth, you know? So it's almost like you sip the coffee and you let it explode in your mouth, and then there's like a spittoon technique where you spit it, you know, you spit it out.
Fred knows all about that.
Fred.
To spit out something as good as that. I know what you mean.
So, Fred, what are your hints?
What I learned is that you choose the coffee bean, then you grind it coarsely, and then you put 1/4 ounce of it in the bottom of a cup, always using the same cup so you don't have variation. Then you choose the water, and it always has to be the same water, and it has to be distilled to remove any flavors from it. Yeah. Then you heat the water to just below boiling and pour 5 ounces of it into the cup onto the grounds. After that, you dip a spoon into the brewed coffee and avoiding the grounds as much as you can, and you hold your nose to the cup as you do this and sniff, as Rohan was saying.
Uh-huh.
And then you place a teaspoon of the coffee in your mouth and you draw in air, slurping loudly. This is the part that your friends might not appreciate.
Should I try this now?
Yeah, try it on air, Joe. You guys love
No, I think I'll pass on that.
Anyway, this, as Ryan said, explodes the coffee and aerates it and spreads its flavors around on your palate. And you have to savor the bitterness, the lively acids, the body, the richness, the roasted flavors. They say there are 800 flavor characteristics in coffee, which is twice as many as there are in wine, in fact. Now, in the wine world, we would call this gonzo tasting. It's something we would do only in each other's company. We wouldn't do the loud slurping at a dinner party, you know, among civilians or something like that.
Yeah,
with wine, of course, it's a little different. We swirl the glass to coat its insides and release more aroma, and we sniff elaborately before tasting because actually most of the taste is in the smell anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then we tip the glass to look at the wine and see if it's clear or cloudy and whether it has a dark ruby color going all the way to the edge of the glass, donating a young wine. Or if it has the rim is turning tan or dim, meaning it would be a young wine, an older wine. Then we sip and we slosh quietly if we're in public, polite company, and we spit and swallow. You can do either one, savoring the aftertaste, although we do try not to spit at weddings and things like
you
that.
You scratch too?
Yes,
Joe.
Yes. So there are differences, but as you can see, wine tasters and coffee tasters are really brothers and sisters in arms.
Absolutely.
In fact, I noticed that Rohan was finding nutmeg and smoke, and Bonnie was finding spicy flavors and long aftertaste, so that could be wine.
All right. So, Rohan, when you started in the coffee world, were you a coffee connoisseur, or have you learned about it?
No. You know, I mean, my brother Damien, he said to me one day, you know, not one day, last week, he looked at me and said, Rohan, I don't know you as a coffee connoisseur. And I say, you know, brother, I know it's been 1999 and we're now in, 2013? I had some time to learn. So obviously, I'm not a coffee connoisseur because I don't go around drinking just coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. I would call myself a coffee taster, you know. I want a good cup of coffee. I'll go the distance to find a good cup of coffee because whatever region I'm in, I always like to taste the land's coffee and I think I can call myself a coffee connoisseur.
All right,
that we have all these different flavors that I got
now. Where can we buy this coffee? We've just all been drinking it up.
Where can you buy this coffee? You know what? That's a good question. Being that I don't buy the coffee myself.
Well, I think it's at Whole
actually,
Foods here. It's at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, MarleyCoffee.com will give you some direction, you know, because I don't really know all the stores that carries our coffee.
Okay.
But for sure, MarleyCoffee.com will direct you in the right places.
All right. Well, it's been really fascinating and very tasty week. Rowan Marley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you to all the Miami people that has been supporting not only the Miami Hurricanes, but my family's movement and our father's history and legacy until this day and on and on and on. And we just say give thanks to everyone. And Jah Rastafari for having us on your program tonight, or today. Today I'm in Vegas, so it's a day in for me, evening for you.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rowan
thank
Marley.
Thank you to everyone.
Marley Coffee is what we're drinking right now. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joan Bonnie, great to be with you.
Likewise.
Next week will be about Cinco de Mayo with Mexican cookbook author Patty Hinch. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.